Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Welcome to our worship service. And a couple of announcements. Saturday is a work day. The main projects will be priming and painting indoor and weather permitting outdoor. I'm sure if you don't want to paint, Pastor Jones will find plenty of other tasks we can assign. But if you have brushes and rollers, bring those along. And also, in case they forget later, there's a board out there to help donate toward new fellowship chairs, the ones we have. Not only are they old and kind of, they're breaking down. So if you would make a contribution toward some new chairs that will be safe and look nice. And there's even a matching donation. So if you buy one, then somebody will buy a second one. So other than that, let us announce our hymns, especially for those listening on the radio. We are following Divine Service Setting 4, beginning on page 203 in the hymnal. Our opening hymn is 818, In Thee Is Gladness. The hymn of the day is 726, Evening and Morning. During distribution, we'll sing 564, Christ Sits at God's Right Hand. 743, Jesus, Priceless Treasure. 722, Lord, Take My Hand and Lead Me. Our closing hymn, 729, I Am Trusting Thee, Lord Jesus. Let's begin with our opening hymn. Blesses in worst distresses. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We turn to the insert printed and sing together the intro it.
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. To God on high be glory.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, in your mercy, guide the course of this world so that your church may joyfully serve you in godly peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. You may be seated for the readings. The Old Testament reading for today is from Job chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man, I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made clouds its garments and thick darkness its swaddling band and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors and said, 'Thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed.'" This is the word of the Lord. We turn to our printed insert again and sing together the gradual. The epistle is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, by great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted in your own affections. In return, I speak as to children, widen your hearts also. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 4th chapter. On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even wind and sea obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord. Together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for our hymn.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You and I were baptized in the ark of the church, this boat, if you will, and Jesus is with us wherever we go. So as we journey through life, our physical journey, it is also a spiritual journey. And Jesus is in control. He wants us to trust him no matter what we go through. There are many forces in the world, seen and unseen, that are greater than us. So when we forget that Jesus is with us, or we forget that he's in control, well, life, it gets scary. On today's gospel reading, we take a journey with the disciples. They had spent the day with Jesus. He had been teaching along the shore. And it's the evening, and Jesus says to the disciples, let's go across to the other side. And this is an opportunity for them to get a break. They get to get away from the crowd. They could push off from the shore and spend some time together in their familiar waters. Many experienced seamen among them would probably welcome this. And so the fishermen and their friends, they're comfortable on the boat. But getting away and relaxing, this does not mean they should stop trusting Jesus. Notice the text says, they took him in the boat, just as he was. The disciples take Jesus on the boat. It almost sounds like he's a piece of cargo they're going to store away. But maybe because of all their experience at sea, they think they are in control. It was Jesus who said to them, let's go across to the other side. But, well, they know what they're doing, right? They've got this. And so in their self-confidence, they take Jesus. Well, Jesus is our Lord. He's the head of the church, as I said. He's our captain, and he's in control. He knows our situation, and he knows what's best. But we don't always look to him as such, as being the one who's in control, knowing our situation. Consider times in your life when you feel confident, you feel in control. You're doing what you've done so many times before, you know what you're doing, you don't need anyone to tell you otherwise. And so, well, in those moments, are you in charge? Or more pointedly, in whom or in what are you trusting? You know, when you're in those comfortable, confident moments. Is it yourself? Is it your routine, your situation? If you're not aware of whom or what you're trusting, it will become evident when things go wrong. When something unexpected happens that's beyond your control, because that's where you'll turn. Our gospel text continues, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat so that the boat was already filling. But he, Jesus, was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? Well, so much for the disciples' confidence and control. They didn't see this coming. They were not in control. This great windstorm, it is flooding the boat. They thought they were perishing. They are overwhelmed. They are afraid. Afraid for their lives. Now, whether this was brought about by natural or supernatural forces, this storm was beyond what these experienced seamen could handle. And they knew it. And life happens like that. Unexpected events come up seemingly from nowhere, events that are beyond our ability to handle. Sometimes it's physical, like a life-threatening storm, or a car accident, or an acute illness. These events remind us we're not in control. We are vulnerable to these forces that are greater than us. We're struck with fear and shock, panic. These events happen in all areas of life. An event at work threatens your job. Forces beyond your control. They change how you're going to make ends meet. A family fight threatens peace in the home. Forces beyond your control. They threaten your marriage, your relationship with your children. Life events of all sorts can cause thoughts and fears to swirl through your mind. Well, these events in your life, they are also spiritual. You know that you're vulnerable to forces beyond your control. You experience fear, shock, panic. In the gospel reading, as the once self-confident and in-control disciples come to the awareness that they are vulnerable to these forces beyond their control, and they're experiencing this fear and shock and panic, they do something good. They turn to Jesus. They don't yet fully know who Jesus is. They're on a journey with him. You know, beyond just this trip across the sea, he's with them on their journey through life. He's teaching them and they're growing. In this particular moment, they know they need help. So they go to Jesus. He's asleep in the stern of the boat, but they need him, so they wake him. They always need Jesus, but now they know that they need him. They're pretty sure that he cares. They want to believe that he does. And they do believe that he can do something about this situation. And so this prompts their question, their prayer. They wake Jesus. Essentially, they say, "You do care that we are perishing, don't you?" As feeble as this prayer may be, Jesus is on it. Of course he cares. Well, now things get really interesting. Jesus wakes up and he talks to the wind and the storm. He rebukes the wind, it stops. He tells the sea, "Peace, be still." There's a great calm. On their journey with Jesus, they witness something that stuns them. With a word, Jesus controls the wind and the storm. They're in the presence of the Almighty God. He's with them. He's for them. And just like that, he answered their feeble prayer. He is the Word through whom all things were made. Maybe the disciples remembered about Job. You know, we heard some of that today, that he was stunned and humbled by God. When out of the whirlwind, he speaks to Job, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge?" In the presence of God, they are rightly struck with awe and reverence and acute awareness of their vulnerability to the one who controls everything. If God doesn't want them to exist, they would not exist. But he doesn't destroy them. He's there with them, for them, speaking to them. He cares about them. Maybe the words of Psalm 107 come to mind. We sang part of this in our intro this morning. "And they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders." After calming the storm, Jesus said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" Jesus is concerned with their faith. He already knows what's going to happen before it happens, and he's come to save them. There's nothing that will prevent this from happening. As they continue to journey with Jesus to the cross, he'll demonstrate this again and again. He will command demons to leave. Peace return. He will command illnesses to leave and health return. He'll command death to leave and life return. He will allow himself to be arrested and nailed to the cross, not because of greater powers overwhelming him, but because he, the greater power, could not be overwhelmed. Satan couldn't control Jesus. Death could not hold Jesus. Sin could not overwhelm Jesus. Jesus endured the worst that could be done to him on your behalf to deliver you forever from these powers that would otherwise overwhelm you. He came to you in your baptism to be with you so that you will never be overwhelmed by anything or anyone except him and his overwhelming love for you. Jesus' concern for you is your faith in him. And you are on a journey with him. As you go through life, don't just bring him along like a piece of cargo. Submit to him as your captain. He is in control. He's in control of all the forces, great and small, and he cares about you in all your circumstances. You don't have to wait for a life-threatening storm to talk to him. Talk to him always throughout your journey. This will strengthen your faith in him. It will strengthen your faith. That's why he tells us to pray. He commands us to pray, to call on him, because, he cares about you. So you call on him that he may answer and strengthen this faith that you have in him as the one who is in control and does care about you. Thank him for bringing you safely on your journey thus far. Ask him to lead you and protect you as you continue, that you may arrive safely to your heavenly destination. Listen to him as he instructs you through the experiences of life, as he instructs you through his word. Let him open your eyes, as he opened the eyes of the disciples. And know that you're on this journey in the ark of the church with fellow travelers under the watch and the command of our captain, Jesus. We have the words of Jesus to speak to each other. When a fellow Christian is experiencing shock and fear and panic, remind them that Jesus is with us. He knows what we're going through, and he does care. Bring them with you to Jesus in prayer. Bring them with you to church to hear Jesus' word. Let him speak to the wind and the storm, saying, "Peace, be still." Be amazed at the calm. Come together to the altar in awe as you kneel in his presence and experience together the peace that passes all understanding. By the way, in the gospel reading today, did you notice the mention of other boats? If they were also in the storm that night, perhaps they also experienced peace and calm that Jesus gave. They'd certainly observe it. They may have experienced the temporal peace and safety that Jesus gave to the disciples simply because of their proximity to them. There are many people who will be near you as you journey through life. They also will experience storms and frightening circumstances that threaten to overwhelm them. And they may be blessed by God simply by their proximity to you and the peace and calm that God gives you. Jesus cares for them also. He gave his life for them also. If someone happens to ask you about the peace that you have, even in the midst of storms of life, be sure to tell them of the love and the power of Christ. Speak the word of Christ to them that they also may know his peace. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand, and together we join in prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. In thanksgiving for his steadfast love and wondrous works to the children of men, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. for deliverance from every trouble and distress of wind and wave, sin and death, and to bring us at last to our eternal haven, let us pray to the Lord. That in this favorable time and day of salvation, ushered in by Christ's incarnation, the grace of God would be received by all, and that God would support his ministers and remove all obstacles from believing the word they preach, let us pray to the Lord. For the endurance of the gospel with its blessings amid every hardship, struggle, and suffering, and for the steady conviction that since we have Christ, we possess everything, let us pray to the Lord. For Christian neighbors in our community and in each home that is the beloved of God, we may be unashamed to serve each other in genuine love, truthful speech, and constant patience. Let us pray to the Lord. For our civil servants, that they would gain respect for and recognition of God's creation and its nature, and that they would use the authority given them from above in accordance with our Lord's good design for the world, not the corruption of sin, which they are to rebuke for the good of their citizens. Let us pray to the Lord. That God would spare us from disaster, give suitable rain for the growth of crops, protect those endangered by storms, and give us faith to call on him in every trouble, trusting that for Christ's sake, he will work everything for eternal good. Let us pray to the Lord. For those in need, especially Jeff, Dan, Ben, Lois, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Lacey, Marlene, Doris, Arlene, Michael, Carol, Mark, Alexis, Nancy, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Ben, and the family of Ruth Meyer, that setting their fears aside, they would recognize our Lord's care for all who are perishing, for peace to calm our troubled consciences, and that God would not reject our prayers for their faithlessness, but teach us to trust fully in him. Let us pray to the Lord. For the church gathered here in Holy Communion, as we join with the sons of God and shout for joy to receive Christ's true body and blood, let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You may be seated as we gather the offering. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross, and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.